AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And we're talking We Act. We are Emporia Community Theater. Glad to have with us Lucas Presley as we preview and discuss Holmes Sweet Homicide.
All right, Lucas, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are y'all?
I was going to say, is this elementary for you, Lucas, as we get into things here this morning?
Elementary in terms of old hat, doing it for the third time in a row?
I don't know. I was thinking more along the lines of the Sherlock Holmes reference. That was all it was.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
It's a little early.
Right? Apparently I haven't had enough coffee.
Understood. Well, Holmes Sweet Homicide's coming up here soon. How are the rehearsals going here so far?
They're going great. We were thrilled with the turnout we had for auditions. About half of the cast have never done anything with We Act before, which just fills us with joy. So audiences are going to get to see some returning faces in this show, but some new faces as well. And we're having a blast in rehearsals.
Well, let's lay it out for us. Give us the when, the where's, and how we can attend.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are playing on October 24th, 25th, and 26th. 24th and 25th are evening performances. The doors and dinner at 6:30 p.m. and the show is at 7. And then on Sunday, the show is at 7:30. And then on Sunday, we've got doors and lunch at noon with a 1 o'clock go. You can get tickets simply by going to weact.ludus, L-U-D as in dog, U-S as in Sierra.com, and it'll pop right up for you. But also, if you follow us on Facebook or if you go and you find us on Facebook, you can. We've got our link posted there as well, so.
Good deal. So for folks that are going to be attending here, coming up here within, believe it or not, about a month, what is the plot here with Holmes Sweet Homicide?
Yeah, so it's pretty ridiculous. Hemlock Holmes has just returned from upstate New York because he started receiving mysterious letters in the mail from ostensibly a long-lost cousin. This long-lost cousin turns out to be no cousin at all, but instead an attractive young woman who suffers from a condition called disrobophobia, which ironically is actually the compulsion to undress oneself. So from there, as you can imagine, hilarity ensues. There is, by the end of the show, a murder, and our audience members get to play detective and guess who done it and why. The great thing about these plays that are written by this company that we do every year is that any member of the cast, except for the victim, has a credible motive. So the play doesn't tell you who did it. So if you come on Friday and then come on Saturday, it could even be different murderers each night.
That sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
And what happens then after that? I mean, is one of those, because I've seen a couple of these whodunits where there's different options, and it's like the play comes to a stop, and then it gets acted out from there. Is that kind of what we're looking at here for a Holmes Sweet Homicide?
Yeah, so the play finishes, it runs its full course, and then the audience gets to vote on who they think did it. And if you vote correctly, you're entered into a raffle to win a prize basket. We'll be getting prizes from local businesses, something we do every year. Emporia, as you all know, is just overflowing with amazing small businesses and generosity. In fact, I think we last year had a gift certificate from the axe throwing business that was just featured. We don't know what they'll be yet this year, but they'll be prize baskets. And also, if you maybe you like to play the slot machines, maybe you like to run the numbers, you know what I'm saying? You can actually buy extra ballots to hedge your bets or to go all in on the one that you think did it. Because guessing right is only half the battle, right? Then you got to get your name drawn.
There it is. All right. So how much are tickets?
Tickets are $35. That includes the show and two meets and a side from two meets, two sides from Bobby D's, who nice. We are catering with again this year. So yep. We think it's a great value. We're proud to offer some of the best value theater in Eastern Kansas, actually, in terms of dollar for dollar.
Indeed.
Sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. With that in mind, do you need folks to get their tickets kind of ordered early so you have a sense of how much food needs to be on hand, or just simply...
Certainly, that's a big help. And, I mean, it helps us logistically to know what to expect, but also... If you're listening to this and you think this sounds like it might appeal, I would really encourage you to get your tickets ASAP. We only just started selling tickets about a week or so ago, and we're already over a quarter way sold out.
Mm-hmm.
We've sold out every year that we've done this show, not this specific show, but this tradition, the Halloween Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. And we've sold out every time. So I don't want to jinx us, but there is a possibility that if you wait until a week before or the day of, you may not be able to get tickets. I will say that if you buy six or more, we will reserve you a table, and you'll get a 10% discount off of the total of your order.
Outstanding. Well, Lucas, really quickly, before we let you go, you mentioned here at the top here about the interest here in community theater. You've been performing community theater in other locations. What does that say to you about, you know, bringing this wide range, this cross-section of folks in for community theater in a lot of cases for the very first time?
Yeah, it just fills my heart with joy. I think theater offers something unique and special that cannot be replicated by a phone or by a screen. That embodied experience of seeing live performers sitting next to your neighbors, and that is only amplified when the people you're watching are, you know, someone that you know from this restaurant or someone that you know from this local organization, your neighbors, your community members up there. So, you know, I think that the past few years have demonstrated that Emporia has an appetite for more community theater programming and that it's a community that is willing to support that programming. So we couldn't be more grateful. And, yeah, hopefully we're just getting started.
All right, Lucas, give us the performance dates one more time.
Yes, sir. So we got Friday, October 24th, and Saturday, October 25th, doors and dinner at 6:30 p.m., show at 7:30 p.m. Then we've got Sunday, October 26th, matinee, lunch and doors at noon, show at 1.
Okay, sounds good. We'll have to loop back and bring a couple of performers in with a 8 o'clock interview here at some point in time in middle October. So, Lucas, thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
Best of luck here as things go forward.
Okay, thank you.
All right, We Act getting it done next month. Lucas Perez Leahy joining us on our primetime Newsmaker Chuck.
Really quickly, we'll just let you know that Monday's Newsmaker is Gary Post as we talk about the Emporia Lions Club Ice Cream Social. Most of next week is full.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, 735, 58 degrees. Good morning.
As we wrap up the 2025 National Farm Safety Week, it's important to remember, with ATVs being popular for work and recreation on many farms,